problems on my parents, I would.
Mother says you might be able to save me,
Frank said to me the first time he ever spoke directly to me. 6 months into our relationship, and I've been seeing him 3 or 4 times a week. Suddenly, he talked. I'll do my best, I said. But even then, I knew. His eyes met mine in a moment of clarity, a moment of prophecy.
You're not God, you know.
Yeah, I said. I know. Frank half smiled then. No one else would have called it a smile. It was just a glint in his eyes and a slight upturn at the corner of his mouth. But I could tell he smiled.
I'm going to go to heaven. And when I do, I'll be big, he said.
I know, Frank. You will. But we're going to try to keep you here a bit longer. Is that okay? Frank shrugged and began to rock back and forth. He gripped his comfort bolts, one in each hand, and looked up at me again.
You're not God, you know.
And that was it. The light went out, and I was dead to him again. The next time he talked to me, he told me how to milk a cow. We became friends, Frank and I. Sometimes when he'd see me, he'd drop one of his bolts and take my hand in his tiny grip and hug my leg. His head came up to my waist. By the end of that year with Frank, I was enamored with him, and it wasn't easy. He often had his events and his fits, but he was the most beautiful soul I'd ever met. And if I'm being totally honest, I have to admit that I was jealous when Frank talked to God. I'm a scientist and a doctor. As far as I was concerned, I was a god too. I take life and I can give it. Isn't that what gods do? That mindset was probably the root of my problems, but who knows? I'm no psychiatrist. I was drinking a lot then. I still am, but I was then too. Frank was the one beautiful thing in my life. The one shining light that kept me from putting a pistol in my mouth or jumping off a bridge. Everything else was darkness. And that was about the time, at the end of that first year, when what I had known since the first day I met him became painfully obvious. Frank was going to die. And soon.
Chapter 1. A heart and mind aren't all that make us human, but they're a good start. Oh, we're made of the incorporeal stuff, too. Thoughts, feelings, personality, envy, compassion, anger. A jazz man once said that pain, sorrow, and love are all a man really has. I'm not sure that's true. Not that I know much about love, I'm just a scientist. I deal with facts and data. Those other things are out of my purview. And now I hold a human heart in my hands. It isn't the first time, but it's almost certain to be the last. Because in every sense but one, what I'm doing is wrong. Unambiguously wrong. There's been no consent for what is about to take place. The boy, Frank, would never have understood even if I'd asked. And the parents, well, they believe their son is dead and gone. As does everyone else not in this room. But I'm saving a life, so there's that. I place Frank's still warm heart into the chest cavity of the Hadroid robot, then step back to let my medical team go to work. They'll perform the actual procedure. I'll observe and supervise. That's my official duty and obligation. But as I nod my permission for the team to begin the process, the whole world isn't big enough to contain the fear that floods over me like a baptism. A humanoid adapted droid, that's what Frank is becoming. He will live again. Though for how long, there's no telling. You see, Frank is the second patient to undergo the Hadroid procedure, and it would be an understatement to say that the first transplant didn't end well. The last time we tried this, the donor's brain and abbreviated cardiovascular system, which initially appeared to have been successfully transplanted, ceased to function within days of the operation. Ceased to function. That's how you say the organs died. The human died. A soul left this plane of existence. That's how you say it when you want to avoid the reality of what happened. And I've embraced that terminology because I drink a lot and don't deal well with my problems. But it's all tougher this time, since this time I know the organ donor and his family. Since the donor is someone I